rural Michigan. I'm 5 years old, my brother's four. We're headed back from church, and on the radio, they're going on about the big storm a-coming. So we head over to the IGA grocery store in Bay City to stock up. The place is frenzied. Everyone's been through this drill before. And you have to understand, normally, my parents are all crazy health food people. Black, rural, Afro-Jesus hippies. We got the shredded wheat, the pickled sandwiches on stone ground bread, molasses on celery with that oily natural peanut butter. You know all that crap. But today, Mom's starts reaching for the Captain Crunch cereal, grabbing the Toll House cookies off the shelf. Me and my brother, we can't believe it. What? Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Wonder Bread, Turkey Roll, who are these people? And when my brother and I shove something in the cart, a Little Debbie fruit pie or a box of Cosmopolitan ice cream, instead of smacking us upside the head, they just hurry to the next aisle. Pops grabs four Hungry Man Salisbury steak dinners with the apple pie dessert, then grabs a couple more for good measure. Yes! We can already see the snow starting to fall, big, wet, heavy flakes. We know we don't have much time. The cold darkness, it's dropping quick. In the cashier line, behind everyone else, we throw in a couple Hershey chocolate bars for good measure. We pack up the Country Squire station wagon, wood paneling, yo. And we're out. I can tell by the look of my dad's face as we turn off the main highway to the service road, to the side road, that he's scared we are not going to make it. We don't make it. The car thuds into a snowbank about a half a mile from our house. He tries to push through, but finally, we all just wrap up and go out into the blizzard. Pops carries me in one arm and my brother in the other. Sometimes my mother carries one of us, but mostly him. The snow falls in huge bricks. He carries us all the way back to our house. We turn on the lights and the heat, and it's blazing. Pops goes back out into the cold for groceries. He has to make two trips, but when he gets back with the second load, even as he's putting logs into the wood stove, the power goes out. Country darkness. But we don't care. My mom, my mother, she starts passing out mugs of hot chocolate with the marshmallows. And me and my brother, we can't believe our luck. It tastes so good. I stir a chocolate bar into the cocoa and I pray to white Jesus that we can spend every night in the darkness.